Our second reading is 2 Kings chapter 21. Verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. Manasseh was 12 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hephzibah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, after the abominations of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. For he built up again the high places which Hezekiah his father had destroyed. And he reared up altars for Baal, and made a grove, as did Ahab king of Israel, and worshipped all the host of heaven, and served them. And he built altars in the house of the Lord, of which the Lord said, in Jerusalem will I put my name. And he built altars for all the host of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. And he made his son pass through the fire, and observed times, and used enchantments, and dealt with familiar spirits and wizards. And he wrought much wickedness in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. And he set a graven image of the grove that he had made in the house, of which the Lord said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem which I have chosen out of all tribes of Israel will I put my name forever. Neither will I make the feet of Israel move any more out of the land which I gave their fathers, only if they will observe to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they hearkened not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord spake by his servants the prophets, saying, because Manasseh king of Judah hath done these abominations, and hath done wickedly above all that the Amorites did which were before him, and hath made Judah also to sin with his idols, therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And I will stretch over Jerusalem the line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. And I will wipe Jerusalem as a man wipeth with a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. And I will forsake the remnant of mine inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies, and they shall become a prey and a spoil to all their enemies, because they have done that which was evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came forth out of Egypt, even unto this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed innocent blood very much, till he had filled Jerusalem from one end to another, beside his sin, wherewith he made Judah to sin, in doing that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, and all that he did, and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And Manasseh slept with his fathers, and was buried in the garden of his own house, in the garden of Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. Amon was 22 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Meshulamet, the daughter of Harus of Jotbah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, as his father Manasseh did. And he walked in all the way that his father walked in, and served the idols that his father served, and worshipped them. And he forsook the Lord God of his fathers, and walked not in the way of the Lord. And the servants of Ammon, conspired against him, and slew the king in his own house. And the people of the land slew all them that had conspired against King Ammon. And the people of the land made Josiah his son king in his stead. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in the sepulcher in the garden of Uzzah, and Josiah his son reigned in his stead. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Like his grandfather Ahaz before him, we have a very wicked king in Manasseh. Some of the things that he did were particularly egregious, particularly aggravating, because he undid the reforms of his father. His grandfather Ahaz had sinned very much. His father Hezekiah had torn down much of the idolatry, in fact, most of it, if not all of it. There are some who wonder about certain artifacts that may have been left. It's hard to know for sure. But what we read of Hezekiah is all good stuff. He took down everything, including the high places in and around the city of Jerusalem, so that they should only worship the Lord as he commanded. You'll remember Rabshakeh insulted Hezekiah for that, when actually he should have complimented him instead. But Manasseh comes to power and undoes all of those reforms, rebuilds the high places, and brings idols back into Jerusalem, and observes the religion of probably the Ammonites that were there before him, and then beyond that, actually puts his own son through the fire to his false god. So we see a very wicked man in Manasseh. He used familiar spirits and wizards. He observed times, used enchantments, and so on. All the superstitions of the heathen, not only idolatrous worship, which included fornication and then the destruction of seed, but then beyond that, enchantments and superstitions and so on. And so we have indeed a very wicked king who, although raised in the house of Hezekiah, turned away from that good upbringing. Children, know the God of your fathers. That's how Solomon will say it. Know the God of your fathers and do not turn away from him all the days of your life. Don't be like Manasseh. Although the Lord had promised to them that he will make them no longer to remove out of the land of Israel, notice, only if they will observe to do all that I have commanded them, and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. The Lord gave them a conditional promise there. And then, but they hearkened not. And Manasseh, it says, seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom the Lord destroyed before the children of Israel. And the Lord often puts that kind of irony before us. Could these gods of these nations protect them from the advance of the people of Jehovah? No. Then why would you serve those gods? That's the sense of it here. Anything, beloved, children, anything that would rise up, that would say, this is the way, follow it, when it is not the way of the Lord, that is the way of destruction. There will be no end to that but destruction. There is no deliverance in those other forms. All right, so now the Lord will threaten then, I will bring such an evil upon Jerusalem and Judah that whosoever heareth of it, both his ears shall tingle. And now we are stretching toward the end of the nation. We have after Manasseh, we have Ammon. After Ammon, we have Josiah, and the Lord takes Josiah away early in his life so that he will not see the destruction that will come after him. And then we have the quick succession of those three kings, Zedekiah being the last, and then the destruction. So we are heading toward the end of the book, only 25 chapters, so only four chapters left. And in those four chapters, we will bring the history of the southern kingdom to a close. So then, notice also about Manasseh, not only was he an idolater, not only did he consult with wizards and witches and other occultish practice, but then the other thing that he did, and these often go together, is he shed much blood. Manasseh was a bloodthirsty king. Now, we don't know what kind of blood he shed, except for one Certainly we know. He caused his own child to pass through the fire. That's bloodthirsty enough. But then it says that he shed much blood. We would understand that to be the blood of innocence. And then notice in verse 17, now the rest of the acts of Manasseh and all that he did and his sin that he sinned, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? Manasseh slept with his fathers. He was buried in the garden of his own house, the garden Uzzah, and Amon his son reigned in his stead. He was not buried in the tombs of the kings. However, this reference to the book of Chronicles, I don't know if that's the same Chronicles that we have. It may not be. But if you go to the Second Chronicles version of Manasseh's life, you will find that halfway through his tenure as king, the Babylonians entered into Jerusalem and took him captive and carried him away to Babylon and threw him in jail, and that he was converted to the Lord in jail. Someone as wicked as Manasseh was converted to the Lord. It says, Ezra, or the writer there in 2 Chronicles says, then Manasseh knew the Lord, he was God. And although not recorded here in 2 Kings, because 2 Chronicles, 1 and 2 Chronicles is a record of the worship of Israel, especially the southern kingdom. Coming back then, Manasseh prosecutes a reformation much like his father, except what he's reforming from is his own mischief. And so he tears down the idols. There's only one thing that Manasseh is not able to do, and that is that the people still worshipped on the high places, but they served only Jehovah upon those high places. That's the only place in the Old Testament where that phrase is used, that they served only Jehovah on those high places. Normally, those high places were a hotbed of idolatrous worship. You know, first commandment idolatry. It still continues as second commandment idolatry, but it is no longer first commandment idolatry. And that is as far as Manasseh could prosecute that reformation because of his own evil deeds from before, we suppose. Well, certainly the end of Manasseh is better than what we read here in 2 Kings 21. All right, so now we move very swiftly. It is almost as if history is running to a better king itself. The providence of God is running to a better king, King Josiah. So Amon is born, and he reigns only 2 years, and he imitates Manasseh in the worst of his days, not in the best of his days, and does the same kind of thing. And notice that he is killed by his own servants in his own house. Well, this may have been misplaced zeal. Who knows? But for one reason or another, Amon is killed by his own servants. And then, true to form, the malformed nation rises up against those men that killed the king, and they kill them. Now, that may have been an act of justice. It may not have been. It doesn't read like an act of justice. It reads like an act of vengeance instead. So it's hard to know exactly what is going on there. But like we said a moment ago, it seems that the providence of God is hasting to Josiah, who will come to power when he is but 8 years of age. And that will be the next chapter, chapter 22, Lord willing, next week. Let's stand and continue praising God.